Next case, please.
Next case is case number 11422, the Bay House LLC, Kara Kelly DeMayo, trustee, being south of Route 277 Angola Road, being west of Oak Street, 120 feet south of Oak Street West, and being Lot 40, Block C, within Angola by the Bay subdivision, with a 911 address of 23528 Oak Street East, Millsboro, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 234, map 17.08, parcel 190, requesting a variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirement, and being more specifically a 5.6-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback for a porch, and requesting a 10.1-foot variance from the required 20-foot rear yard setback for a second-floor deck. General, we received no letters of support, no letters of opposition. We have one letter of concern, and we received one mail return. The letter received with some concerns is from Audrey Sensel, also on Oak Street East. Thank you for the notification. I'm not able to attend. Oak Street East ends in a cul-de-sac on an inlet at Angola by the Bay. During rains, water from the top of Oak Street East down drains into the cul-de-sac and at present causes large deep pools of water at the street side and makes reference to addresses before they drain completely into the inlet, usually with the acceptable 24 to 48 hours. I'm concerned that the plan work may regrade the property at 23528 and alter the water flow to direct all the water onto 23526. Making access to the mailbox and driveway a problem, and makes reference to deep water or ice, as well as a potential erosion issue on standing water issues. Paving the property may also create runoff issues, being its impermeable surface, if not properly graded, drained, and or permeable surface. Your letter noted that a limited liability corporation, the Bay House LLC, owns the property. I believe Angola by the Bay allows its residents to privately rent their homes, but does not allow for businesses to operate from residences. Questioning how the corporation obtained a business license naming this property, will the corporation plan to use the unit at 23528 as a bed and breakfast or a rental? And if so, did the Angola by the Bay Board of Directors approve such? People coming to and from 23528 at this time are, I would guess, the new owners. I believe at one time there have been as many as three dogs with them. Do the plan changes include space dedicated to the animals? If so, do they meet with legal requirements for waste disposal, access to water and shade, et cetera? And thanking for the opportunity to comment.
Thank you.
That's all I have.
All right, thank you.
All right, sir.
Okay, again, Norman Barnett for the applicant, and Mr. Jim DeMayo.
Excuse me, can you state your name and address for the record?
James DeMayo, 7 Kimberly Lane, Newark, Delaware, 19711.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. DeMayo, let me ask you a few questions. Okay. First, you and your wife purchased this property?
Yes.
Just recently?
May 5th of this year.
And it's being held in an LLC name, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And the purpose of that?
For tax purposes.
Okay. And you were using the property, you and your family?
Yes.
Okay. And it's not being rented?
No, it's not.
Before I go any further, I think there's a letter that was sent to the Board of Adjustment on July 9th by Angola by the Bay Property Owners Association. I don't know. I'm assuming you don't have that.
I don't have that.
Okay, could I submit that?
Thank you. Mr. Barnett has provided us with a copy of a letter dated July 9, 2014, addressed to the board. Your Board of Adjustment, the Angola by the Bay Property Owners Association, has no objection to the two minor setback encroachments and the variances being sought. But for the record, both setback encroachments have been at their current location for many years and from the records on file approved by Angola by the Bay back to 1992. Please let this letter serve as notice to our approval of these variances request, and feel free to contact us if you need to discuss this matter. Signed by Mark Wolf, ABTB, Angola by the Bay, General Manager.
Okay.
pass that down to Mr. Sharp, please?
Sure will.
Do you have any prior knowledge or history of the house other than what you've seen on the survey that was done?
Just through speaking with the previous owner.
Okay. And to the best of your knowledge, the setback violations which were there was the rear yard where the deck is, and in the front where the front porch and the arbor is?
Correct.
Okay. And you've seen the pictures that were done?
Yes.
Do they accurately represent what's there?
Yes.
Okay. And is it your understanding that the prior owner, is it Mr. Nisley, is that his name?
Yes.
Purchased this in 1992, and that apparently the deck was there when he purchased it?
Correct.
Okay. And no one advised him, as far as you know, any setback violation?
To my knowledge, he did not know any setback.
And he did some, replace that rear deck?
Yes, he replaced the rear deck.
Okay. The front door where the overhang is that something also that he?
Yes.
Did, and that was done in 1992, as far as you know? Have any of your neighbors complained about the actual?
Not to me.
Structure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you didn't create this problem, right?
No, I did not.
Okay. Do you think that the variance that you're requesting here will alter the essential character of the neighborhood in any way?
No, it will not.
Okay. Would this affect the adjacent properties in any way and their ability to do anything?
No, it will not.
Okay. Now, behind this property, where the rear setback variance is requested, is common area of Angola by the bay?
Yes, correct.
Okay, and that basically goes downhill to the water?
Yes, it slips to the water.
Okay. And there's no way you could acquire that, any property back there?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. Do you think, or do you believe that the variance you requested would be detrimental to the public welfare in any way?
No.
And are these the minimum variances that you need in order to afford relief and come into compliance with the zoning requirements?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And as far as the representations I've made, to the best of your knowledge, they're true?
Correct.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Hudson?
No, sir.
Okay, Mr. Ricker?
Yeah, you have a 1992 survey. We disregard that, right?
I believe there's
You're looking at one. You got two surveys here, and you got one. We were just looking at that May 2nd, 2014. That's where you're depicting the variance. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you. So, in other words, this is not for anything at all?
I think it was just to show what the prior survey looked like.
All right, thank you.
Mr. Werber? And Mr. Mills?
No questions.
And I have no questions. So, hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,422. The variances that are requested, the applicant has covered the standards for granting a variance. The uniqueness of the property is with the cul-de-sac, also shows the reason for the uniqueness. Also, the rear is also on an angle that is not perfectly square for the lot. Also, the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The uniqueness and hardship has not been created by the applicant, so stated by the applicant. And variance is not over essential character to the neighborhood, and the requested variance is a minimum that will afford relief. And the requested variance represents the modification possible for the regulation in use.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,422. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,422 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.